Working on motorcycles can be dangerous, but it doesn't have to be. Common sense can go a long way to turn a major problem into a minor one. Minor cuts, if left untreated, can easily become infected and end up costing you a finger. Sandy, the shop foreman of an auto shop I once worked at, told the story of once almost losing a finger to a very minor cut. It got infected and puffed up like a balloon. Doctors had to cut it open and drain everything out, yuck. So after he told me this story, I took his advice and stopped work, washed my newly cut finger off, and put some disinfectant and a band-aid on it. This is what I do when I get a cut. Immediately wash with soap and water. Then rinse it with a 3% solution of hydrogen peroxide. Then put on some antiseptic cream and a band-aid. If you do this immediately, it usually does not hurt much. If you wait a while to do it, it will hurt. At night I leave the band-aid off so the wound will dry. If it gets a bit infected, I squeeze the infected part with my fingers as hard as I can stand it. This sounds strange, and it hurts like everything, but it seems to get rid of infected liquid in the wound and helps it heal. Put on more antiseptic cream. If it still stays infected, soak in a mixture of hot water and Epsom salt. Make the water as hot as you can stand it. Again, more antiseptic cream. If it still stays infected, a trip to the doctor is indicated. Burns come, basically, in three flavors. First degree, like a sunburn. Second degree, which produces a blister, and third degree, which is a burn that goes deep, deep into the skin. A real crispy critter. Most of your burns will, hopefully, be first and second degree. Put ice on them as soon as you can. This cuts the pain and helps keep the blisters small. With a third degree burn, you need to see a doctor. A burn this bad may require a skin graft. It's a good idea to keep the first kit in your toolkit and to use it. Even a minor cut or burn can really slow you down if you get it infected. Other things you can include in your toolkit is baking soda, water, and a good working fire extinguisher. If you get battery acid on you, the baking soda will neutralize it. Water will also wash acid off your warm, quivering flesh. If you get acid on you and do nothing, the acid will give you a very bad chemical burn. If you have water and baking soda, the problem and the pain disappears. You will be working a lot with gasoline. Any spark, including static electricity, will set it off. Plugging and unplugging electrical connections and performing electric starter tests can produce big sparks. If you light yourself off, things can be very painful indeed. A cheap fire extinguisher cures this problem and eliminates pain. Engine backfires can also set a motorcycle airbox, say like on a Honda Goldwing, on fire. You might find that you can almost blow out the flames, but not quite. You might find that after 10 or so really big puffs of air, that you are hyperventilating and getting lightheaded, and that you are wondering whether you can get to the fire extinguisher and back before your customer's $4,000 lead wing melts. You might. So you might want to put that fire extinguisher real close to the work at hand next time. Trust me on this, you really need a good fire extinguisher, and you need it close at hand. Safety glasses will help keep inappropriate material out of your eyes. This you will find is a very good thing. Yes, it's just a test ride around the block, but what if the counter shaft sprocket comes off and locks up the rear wheel? Wear a helmet, leathers, gloves, just in case. Put olive oil, rags, and paper in a metal container and keep a lid on it. This will prevent spontaneous combustion. Keep all gasoline in airtight containers which are made specifically for gasoline. This may seem simple, but far too many people are not scared of gasoline. I am terrified of the stuff. One cup of gasoline has the explosive power of two sticks of dynamite. If you leave a pan of it out uncovered, the fumes can be ignited by any spark, and you will not believe the fire it will start until you see it. Special gasoline containers made with steel or thick, gas-proof plastic are needed. No milk jugs need apply. Clean your parts with solvent and not with gasoline. Lastly, start thinking about what you are doing. If you are really pushing hard on that screwdriver and it slips off the screw, where will it go? Into the workbench or into your hand? when you really pull on that wrench and it slips off the bolt, where will your knuckles go? Into something hard and sharp. Try to think ahead. Pain hurts, so avoid it. One more thing. Being a macho man or woman will not stop the piece of wire from the wire brush wheel on your bench grinder from ramming into your eye. Be a pansy. Wear safety glasses, helmets, gloves, and use safety equipment. Like I always say. If you don't, it's okay, I don't care, it's not my body, and it won't hurt me at all.